Manzanillo, Mexico, AP, lost at sea for months on a disabled catamaran, with no way to cook and no source of fresh water but the rain, Australian Timothy Shattuck said he expected to die. There was a lot to like about the experience, he said. Like when he would plunge into the sea for a swim, or when his dog, Bella, would stir him to keep going. I did enjoy being at sea, I enjoy being out there, he said. He recalled the full moon in early May that illuminated his turn away from the Baja Peninsula, his last sight of land until he came ashore Tuesday. Shattuck, 54, smiling and good-humored, was the living image of a castaway, with a long blonde beard and emaciated appearance, as he joked with a group of reporters Tuesday, standing in front of the fishing boat that rescued him at a port on Mexico's Pacific coast. He granted that there were many, many, many bad days, but declined to elaborate. Shattuck and his dog left northwest Mexico in a catamaran in late April, he said, planning to sail to French Polynesia. A few weeks into his voyage, he was struck by a storm, which disabled his catamaran and left him with no electronics and no way to cook. He declined to describe the storm or the damage in detail, but images of the boat taken during the rescue showed it with no sail. He and Bella survived by fishing and eating their catch raw. Rain provided their drinking water. Sailors, especially those traveling alone, get used to living, and sleeping, in the midst of constant work and whatever challenges the sea throws their way, and Shattuck said he spent most of his time fixing things on the boat. The fatigue is the hardest part, he said. I would try and find the happiness inside myself, and I found a lot of that alone at sea, Shattuck said. The tuna boat Maria Delia's helicopter was the first sign of humans he had seen in 3 months. He was 1,200 miles from the nearest land when suddenly a helicopter appeared. The pilot tossed him a drink before flying off, and a short while later, the crew reached him in a speedboat. It made me feel like I was going to live, he said. Part of that encounter with sailors from the Maria Delia was captured on video. They circle Shattuck's bobbing catamaran, a flock of white seabirds perched on its double hulls as Shattuck scrambles to his feet in the stern. Bella wags her tail. A crew member asks Shattuck if he speaks English, if he's okay, and if he has any drugs or weapons on board. Shattuck initially just hoarsely repeats, "Thank you, thank you." But he's coherent, welcomes them to inspect the boat, and hands over the knife dangling from his neck. Grupomar, the company that owns the tuna boat, said its crew gave Shattuck and Bella food and medical attention. Shattuck said the Maria Delia became his land, and the crew his family. He said a lesson he took from the experience was a feeling that your family is everyone, and your family is all of nature. Bella was an immediate hit with the crew. Shattuck said he met the dog in Mexico, and even though he tried to find her a home on land, she kept following him back to sea. She's a lot braver than I am, that's for sure, he said. Maybe that was why Bella wasn't allowed to disembark Tuesday until Shattuck had driven away. The Australian had chosen Gennaro Rosales, a fisherman from Mazatlan on the Maria Delia's crew, to adopt Bella on condition that he took good care of her. Shattuck planned to return to Australia to spend time with family and friends, but said that he enjoyed solitude. Still, he said, it might be a while before he goes back to sea. People adrift at sea have occasionally survived much longer, but maritime accidents often do not end happily. In 2014, a Salvadoran fisherman washed ashore on the tiny Pacific atoll of Aban in the Marshall Islands after drifting at sea for 13 months. Jose Salvador Alvarenga left Mexico for a day of shark fishing in December 2012 and got lost during bad weather. He said he survived on fish, birds and turtles until his boat washed ashore 5,500 miles, 8,850 kilometers, away. In other cases, disabled boats are found without survivors, or are lost entirely. Antonio Suarez, Grupomar's president, said Tuesday that the voyage during which the Maria Delia rescued Shattuck may have been its final trip, because he is modernizing the company's fleet and the boat is its smallest and more than 50 years old. If so, it would be a marvelous farewell, saving human lives, Suarez said. Shattuck hugged Suarez in gratitude, and Suarez invited him to go for a meal in celebration. When asked what he would like to eat back on land, Shattuck, smiling and jovial as he slid into a waiting car, said, "Tuna sushi." Maria Verza, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Australian Timothy Lindsay Shattuck, right, stands next to Oscar Meza Orrego, the captain of the Mexican tuna boat, Maria Delia, as they arrive to port in Manzanillo, Mexico, Tuesday, July 18, 2023. After being adrift with his dog for 3 months, Shattuck and his dog Bella were rescued by Meza's crew from his incapacitated catamaran in the Pacific Ocean some 1,200 miles from land. AP photo, Fernando Lano, 2.